Hello, guys.
Welcome to Magic Wand Christmas
Okay.
Festival, Los Angeles, London.
Now, I lost my sight, or most of my sight, at age 3. And often I question what I would have been like if that hadn't happened. What kind of person Anna Lodwick would have been if she hadn't had cancer, if she hadn't lost her sight, even if I hadn't relapsed a couple of years ago, what kind of person I'd be. And the only conclusion I can come to is that I wouldn't be me. And however sad and silly it sounds to say that my disability defines me, and however, well, however closed-minded and self-pitying that sounds, it does define me slightly. It has shaped my life for better or for worse. And I'd like to focus on the better today. There's plenty of the worse. I mean, you can get lost in how bad your situation is, but it's harder and more rewarding to find the positive things. One of the positive things about being VI, visually impaired, is that the people I've met, and these aren't necessarily visually impaired people, although I've met loads of amazing ones of them. There are some sighted people, like my mobility officer Christine, or the staff at Action for Blind People, or RNIB, or Victor, who I wouldn't have met if I hadn't been VI. There are lots of amazing people at the hospital, like the nurses on the cancer ward, I wouldn't have met had I not had to have chemotherapy. And that's just amazing. An example of one of the amazing people I've met is my best friend Imogen, who's Dizzy Thinker on here. I've talked about her a lot. Anyway, I mean, I wouldn't have met her had I not been VI. We live at completely different parts of the country, and there's nothing that would have brought us together otherwise. And that's something really positive I can find in my disability. She's just one of the amazing friends I've got because of it. And I don't know whether the social life I might have had I been sighted would have made up for not having these people. I'd never know, because there's no way I could have had both. No way I can compare. But in the life I lead now, I can't imagine not having these friends. They're just such a big part of me, and I have my disability to thank for it. I guess I also have some of my personality. Why people find that attractive, I don't know, but I'm obviously not too intolerable. Another thing is how I relate to other people's problems. And I mean, in a way, as you'd expect, my experiences have made me bitter and a bit selfish. But I do to work hard to circumvent that, and in a way, the things I've been through have helped me to relate to other people when they're going through stuff, and it doesn't have to be a similar situation. I don't profess to be an expert on anyone else's problems. I don't even profess to be an expert on my own. I mean, if I was an expert, I would be able to solve them, right? And I don't profess to be one of these all-knowing, oh yes, I can tell you it'll be all right, I know all about what you're going through, people. But I do know that because I've been through hardships, I learn to see how the situation is affecting the person, not the situation itself. I mean, there are some people who, when confronted with somebody who's upset over something, can go, oh my God, you're upset over that little thing? I mean, I've been through so much worse. Instead of actually seeing how the problem, which may seem small to them, is actually huge for the person. You need to see the person, not the problem, and see how it's affecting them. And I think my problems have helped me to do that a lot more because I'm working so hard not to let them make me bitter. I slightly go the other way. And it just makes me a lot more relatable. I don't know whether that makes sense. The experiences I've had because of my VI-ness are awesome as well. I mean, I count the Action for Blind People activity weeks, what used to be RNIB vacation schemes, among the top points of my life, because they are just weeks where I've been absolutely happy. I've met some amazing people. I've sort of been normal. And I know other people, if I hadn't had sight loss, I would have been normal, as I put it anyway, but those weeks are just so amazing because they don't happen very often, so I learn to value my experiences there a lot more. And it's very difficult to describe. And the opportunities I've had to make a difference have been a lot more because I'm VI. I mean, the work I'm doing at my college, I need to do it to get an education, of course. I need to train the staff to cope with me so I can get decent A levels. But I like to think that I'm also making it easier for the next VI person who wants to go there to go there. I'm increasing the awareness in the teaching pool, so it's going to make it slightly easier for somebody else. And the fact that I can blaze a trail like that slightly, although that sounds really cheap, cliche, and horrible, it just means the world to me that my experiences, my battles, might do some good for somebody else. It's just an amazing feeling. And I know plenty of people who do a lot more than I do. Going back to Imi, she does so much campaigning. I just think we probably wouldn't have done so much had we not been shown what hardship is like. And nobody will surmount these mountains if they aren't chucked in somebody's path. And these mountains need surmounting. And if we're given the opportunity to do it, we should do it and embrace it. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, yes, being disabled, or yes, having some hardship, yes, having some problems in your life is horrible, and there are plenty of negatives, and you can easily get lost in those negatives. It's so much more rewarding to find the positives and focus on those and make something that's so miserable have a positive impact on you and maybe even other people. You can't live your life miserable because of what you've been dealt. You just have to get on with it and try and make some good out of it. Yeah. There are positives to being disabled that don't include benefits and blue badge parking spaces, and it's those positives that I want to spend my life focusing on and using and growing stronger with. It's those that I want to define me, not the negative impact on my life that being disabled has had. I don't know whether that makes any sense. I don't know whether I've just been spouting gibberish for the last few minutes, but and I don't know whether I've offended somebody unintentionally. I hope I haven't. But anyway, I'd be interested to hear other people's thoughts. So if you hear this, please leave me a comment or send me a message about how what you go through affects you. So I think I'll end this now. Bye.